You are now entering her world. Welcome to the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey, it's your girl Mahogany Fawn in the building on another Fire Friday. I want to welcome a special guest, the one, the only, Narcotic. Narcotic, say hey to the squad. Yeah, there you go. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm all right, I'm all right. It's another beautiful Black History Month day, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
All right, let me ask you a question. Have you done anything lately? Is there anything that you got coming up before we get into this interview?
Yeah, I got a lot of different projects that I'm working on, a lot of interviews that's coming, but I don't want to speak too much on it, but I got three projects that's coming that's going to be a collective effort with three other different artists that are predominant in the local scene in Virginia. So that's going to be dope, and I'm working on the second coming to my release that I just put on all streaming platforms, Hustle and Flow. Mm-hmm. I can speak more of that. It's a follow-up mixtape called Missy Elliott Boulevard, so it's going to be dope.
That sounds dope. I'm looking forward to hearing that. I mean, I know you're talented, and I can't wait to see how far this takes you. But with all that being said, let's go ahead and dive into this interview. Well, first things first, you're not only a music artist, but you're also a talented author. So I wanted to kind of touch on your book first, just before we lead into the music portion, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay. Now, please tell us what your book is about. And, of course, give us as much detail as you can.
All right. The book is called Go Hard or Go Home, Who is Shido? And it's a story of a guy that's trying to live a predominant life of peace and positivity. But his father, whom he has never known, is a hitman. And his father's past dealing is creating situations and crossroads, roadblocks that's keeping his son from living the life of righteousness, due to the fact he must protect himself and weave through all the obstacles that was created by his father before he was born. So it's a sad story, but it's a triumph story in the end. It speaks on a lot of tragedies that people face on a day-to-day basis, the unforeseen dangers that we all are born into. And it comes with the saying that says the generation before us plants the trees for the next to get the shade. Sometimes we don't have too much shade and we get baked by the sun. Sometimes we have enough shade and we don't know what it's like when that shade is removed, how to survive in that sun. So on a deeper level, it's speaking of the consciousness of right and wrong, having integrity, staying strong, staying focused. And that's the message I wanted to teach and portray to the younger guys, that you don't have to do a certain way. Even if you were born in this way, there's other means and other outlets that you can use to remain positive. It's a mystery novel. Mm-hmm. It's based on a true story. And the main character's father is actually doing 30 years in prison now and fighting for his life to be released. And it's dope. You can also find partials of this story on Banky's Pound podcast, Southside Block, and it tells the story of this rich man, guy that my book is picking up on a deeper level from the eyes of his son, which is me, actually.
Virginia history have it. My father, Block, Russell Gray, was pardoned by the first Black governor of Virginia, Douglas Wilder, re-arrested a week later for a murder. After already being locked up for a murder he didn't commit, it was all worldwide news, man. Richmond legend. My father is Russell Gray. Southside legend. Currently fighting the case right now. A lot of people trying to get him home. We're trying to push for him because to be locked up and incarcerated, what we're facing right now as a youth and as a people is being manipulated and deprived of our natural resources by a government putting prices on things that God made free. Causes us to see our environment, what's around us, wanted in the way that we go about it and the means to react in a necessary manner. It becomes a pattern. So we're trying to break the chains of incarceration by freeing our mind, first being intelligent, bringing unity about our people, and that's the message that my father pushed. My father pushed unity and peace amongst our people and being reformed and changed and being the better person, and was really making those steps and for the community, everybody knowing, man, for having a good heart and being there for you, really having your back if, you know, you're good peoples and expressing the love and hoping that it creates a domino effect. So that's what we asking from all our people. Anybody that really been in the struggle know we don't want more struggle. We want peace. We want love, especially for the women and the children. So that's what we doing. We trying to do what we got to do and get this money for the women and the children. So everybody know how we moving going in 2024, like, and furthermore, like, it ain't no beefing. It ain't nothing that we can't talk about. Everything swept under the rug. So everybody is connecting and working together, but still trying to do them. It's a hard mission because we all got different goals. The end goal is the same. We just got different ways of getting there. So let's keep the big picture in mind. Shout out to Block, Russell Gray, Frame Free Block.
I know that you had a particular distributing company for your book. And I just wanted to talk more about that. You know, a lot of authors out there are trying to get their start. And maybe your information about your distributor will be helpful to them.
Okay, my book is being distributed to major retailers through Wahida Clark Present LLC. Wahida Clark is a 3-time best-selling New York author. She has multiple works with Ice-T, 50 Cent, and the likes of people who are predominant in the music and movie industry. And, you know, it goes without saying, if you're, you know, a book fanatic or a book connoisseur, you know who Wahida Clark is. And she's like the queen of the game. You know, she did it. I paid my homage, reached out to her, and she gave me the information and the chance that I needed. I originally actually went to Nikki Turner, because Nikki Turner is where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Turner's husband, Craig, was the outlet that I had to actually reach out to her. She knows of my father. And, you know, she tells stories based on Richmond history and what's going on in Richmond. So I just knew that it made sense and that it would happen. Just so happened that at the moment, she chose to do something with the rapper Styles P in the Lox. Mm-hmm. And that took first place over what I had planned with her. So in that, I can't stop. My train can't stop. So I jumped on the next bandwagon, reached out to Wahida, and just brung everything that I was thinking into life. And I encourage the younger brothers to do the same. We don't have to sell heroin. We don't have to sell drugs. We don't have to rob. We don't have to steal. We can use our talent, our God-given talent, and make a way, even if the struggle is hard to do so. We're persistent. We can make a way. So I would encourage anybody that's trying to write a book to tell them that the hardest part is actually just write. Just write it. Put your time and effort into getting it, even if it's an hour out the week. Just write it. And once it's complete, you can edit yourself, pay your editor, and from that point, self-release it on Amazon, if you will. Me personally, I needed a name to back mine, that I could still have my name and not their name overshadow me. But need be, I could speak on them and use them as a leverage and leeway to get my foot in the door that normally they wouldn't allow us, being where we from, to come into.
Wow. Now, that was a true gem. You definitely dropped some knowledge in reference to the book world, and we appreciate that here on the Mobcast. But with that being said, we are going to go into our first musical break. Now, I would love for you to introduce one of your songs that we will be playing for today's show. And you can catch Narcotics Music on LJDN Radio every day. But before we get off topic, please introduce our next song. It's yours.
Okay.
Whichever one.
Okay, so my name's Narcotic, and no one's real. Repping Richmond, Virginia, and the whole worldwide. This song that's about to be played is by me, Narcotic, available on all platforms from the album Hustling Slow. It is called I Do It The Best, Relapse.
Hey. And on that note, we'll be right back, right here on the Mahogany Fun Mobcast.
I do it the best. I do it the best. I do it the best.
They're locking my people in cells. Paradise, heaven, this gotta be hell. Telling me I should be blessed to be here. I'm happy my people in caskets so they cannot see my tears. Cast in stones, my bones do not bend or break. It's nothing I fear. Damn, I don't wanna live, cause that's the only way I see them again. Police supposed to protect the serve, but you gon' get pulled if you black in the bins. Did you get shot? Your hands come off that wheel. I'm about to heat up, ain't no way I can chill. It's only white faces on money, it don't make no sense. Put a black man on that shit. The only time that they did it was on back. Then they got rid of the $2 bill. Girls get raped, they kidnap the kids. Boys is dying by hands of their friends. Putin is shooting his missiles and bombing Ukraine. The world is insane. Remind me of 9-11 with the planes. The cops, not 9-11, they a gang. So I need a 9-11 to swerve in the lane. A cherry color Porsche will ease on my pain.
I do it the best. Where all my niggas is at? Step to the front if you had an event.
Do it the best.
This is a full-on attack. The peace treaty over, it's time to relax.
Do it the best.
Whatever you build will collapse. You bring the knife to this fight, never go with a clap. They say I'm moving too fast, and they say I do too much, but I do it the best. Where all my niggas is at? Step to the front if you had an event.
Do it the best.
This is a full-on attack. The peace treaty over, it's time to relax.
Do it the best.
Whatever you build will collapse. You bring the knife to this fight, never go with a clap. They say I'm moving too fast, and they say I do too much, but I do it the best.
Never sorry, my apologies, cause your baby mama keep on calling me. Pippin, I don't need a lot of hoes. I build on quality over quantity. Ride or die the terminology. Basically, that's about loyalty. The slave owners that get on the ship but end up a toothpick for the shark's teeth. To my ancestors, I pay homage. In the words of Prince Luchella's cousin, bury me under the sea where my people rather die drowned than live in bondage. I know in the future, just being honest. I've been doing this since playing Sonic. Rapping balls is my repertoire. I'd rather be shooting stars like Haley's Comet. Got their blood all on the ground. That's the only time I was on red carpets. High stepping over dead bodies. No Giuseppe's, but then I got red bottoms. This me, we gon' see about it. Front page, you gon' read about them. No limit, cause I'm about it. They say they won't smoke, but I really doubt it.
Where all my niggas is at? Step to the front if you had an event.
Do it the best.
This is a full on attack. The peace treaty over, it's time to relax.
Do it the best.
Whatever you build will collapse. You bring the knife to this fight, never go with a clap. They say I'm moving too fast, and they say I do too much, but I do it the best. Where all my niggas is at? Step to the front if you had an event.
Do it the best.
This is a full on attack. The peace treaty over, it's time to relax.
Do it the best.
Whatever you build will collapse. You bring the knife to this fight, never go with a clap. They say I'm moving too fast, and they say I do too much, but I do it the best. 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 I do it the best.
Hey, we were having a conversation about
financial class.
How easy it is to make money. But it's even easier to fuck it off, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's fucked up right now.
1 mil, 2 mil, 3 mil, 4 cribs, 10 cars. Epidemic hit, that corona shit left no jobs. Rap niggas didn't say well. All them rich meals, now they for sale. How they cap shit didn't do well. I know I'm good, I'm like, oh well, oh well. I'm a real hustler, I'm recession proof. I know how to make the paper, then stack it too. I'm a real hustle, I know what to do. I'ma flip the paper, I'm recession proof. I'm a real hustle, I'm like 30 up. I'm a street nigga, before we popping out, we back reeing up. I'm a real hustle, I take rich nigga. I'm a street nigga, I ain't going broke for no bitch nigga. Conference call with a team, bag her, youngster her, what Doug at? No more shows this year. So we going where the plug at. Okay.
Hit me or hit block. You got paper, throw it in the pot. Got good prices on the trees and extra numbers on the block. I spent the house for a watch, and I can do this shit again. To get money and you broke, that nigga probably ain't your friend. Being greedy, that's a sin. Bosses gotta feed their men. Real leaders got to lead the way, all the way to the end. Negotiation with the label, no cap, 50 mil on the table. They know money can't persuade them. The deal just not in our favor. We'll grind it up the long way, but we do that shit the wrong way. I'ma hustle like the song say, I'ma stack it up the strong way. 1 mil, 2 mil, 3 mil, 4 cribs, 10 cars. Epidemic hit, that corona shit left no jobs. Rap niggas didn't say well. All them rich meals, now they for sale. All the cap shit didn't do well. I know I'm good, I'm like, oh well, oh well. I'm a real hustler, I'm recession proof. I know how to make the paper, then stack it too. I'm a real hustler, I know what to do. I'ma flip the paper, I'm recession proof. I'm a real hustler, I'm like 30 up. I'm a street nigga, but we popping out, we back reeing up. I'm a real hustler, I take rich nigga. I'm a street nigga, I ain't going broke for no bitch nigga. Nigga, I can count better than a CPA. Made a business out of selling NEA. These niggas spend their money before the niggas got paid. I'm thinking like these niggas crazy. Like me trying to keep up with J&M financially. Niggas better know they lanes. No, I'm up, I'm a multi-millionaire. That shit just ain't the same. Never get offended, I'm motivated. Having money talks to clubs, I appreciate it. School of hard knocks, I graduated. School of hard rocks, I participated. Back to the street shit. Hating on the next nigga, you ain't gonna be shit. What you eat don't make me shit. So how you spend yours on your two shits? 1 mil, 2 mil, 3 mil, 4 cribs, 10 cars. Epidemic hit, that corona shit left no jobs. Rap niggas didn't say well. All them rich meals, now they for sale. All the cap shit didn't do well. I know I'm good, I'm like, oh well, oh well. I'm a real hustler, I'm recession proof. I know how to make the paper, then stack it too. I'm a real hustler, I know what to do. I'ma flip the paper, I'm recession proof. I'm recession proof. Yo.
In this brown paper bag, and my mama a bad bitch, Miss Prada bag. I'm just a sandwich bag, twisted, then you clip the ends. I hold the weight, I'm every drug dealer's best friend. Sandwich bag. I'm just a sandwich bag. After you take the hash out of me, I'll be no more than trash. Garbage, but only your knowledge when used to hold the product. Whether the grass or what they use to oil the pots up. The things I see, it makes me mad, but they call me glad. They treat me bad, always had me in the kitchen cabinet. Picture the cabbage, they use me to wrap up every package. Bagging and stashing in their pants, hands up on their ratchet. And if they blast it and retuck it, it'll melt the plastic. And fuck the worker with no re-up, then the bloke with tactics. Yeah, my nigga was realer with no keys. They slapped me with Vaseline, seen the fiends to me from a dealer. Kidnapping situation that left me in strange places. Like abandoned apartments, the drugs in me, they laced it. Plus the residue in my corners, they licked it, taste it. It's like a nightmare seeing all these junkie faces.
I'm just a sandwich bag when I'm in a normal home. But in the projects, I'm usually around a half a O. I'm just a sandwich bag and I never met my dad. But I heard he killed the game, his name was Body Bags. My cousin keep money in his brown paper bag. And my mama a bad bitch, Miss Prada bag. I'm just a sandwich bag, twisted, then you clip the ends. I hold the weight, I'm every drug dealer's best friend. Sandwich bag.
Secondhand smoke got me hot. This ain't sandwich bags in my daughter's lunchbox. Came home to say the lunch you made was so delicious. But never once did she knew it had dope in it. My handler forgot he left me in his fifth pocket. And sad spot in the car, swerving, the cop stopped it. Told me get out the whip, the police cuffed my wrist. Searching fresh, the sandwich bag out of fingerprint. For evidence is evident, your game would never change. Glass mirrors and saucer plates with razor blades. They chopped the flay, got me ropping up the rocks now. We shut the block down, I'm flexing on them glass vials.
house. I used to be with the ones that had the yellow tops, but they be only using them when we be up top. Cause down south for a dollar, you get me in the box. I holler at my kids, the miniature Ziplocs.
I'm just a sandwich bag when I'm in the normal home, but in the projects, I'm usually around the half of old. I'm just a sandwich bag, and I never met my dad, but I heard he killed the game, his name is Body Bag. My cousin keep money in his brown paper bag, and my mama a bad bitch, Miss Prada Bag. I'm just a sandwich bag, twisted that you clip the ends. I hold the weight on every drug dealer's best friend. Sandwich bags.
Bag when I'm in the normal home, but in the projects I'm usually around a half a O. I'm just a sandwich bag, and I never met my dad, but I heard he killed the game, his name was Body Bags. My cousin keep money in his brown paper bag, and my mama a bad bitch, Miss Prada Bag. I'm just a sandwich bag, twisted that you clip the ends. I hold the weight on every drug dealer's best friend. Sandwich bags.
Inspired you to do music?
Who inspired me to honestly do music was Tupac Shakur.
Okay.
Listening to Machiavelli, I think the first song that I remember hearing the Tupac was Brenda's Had a Baby.
Yeah, that was some deep shit. That was some deep shit. Some lyrical shit too, some real shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. That was a good song though. That was a good one to be inspired by. Yes,
it was, and there's no interruption at all when you build it. You only elaborating and helping me reach a level that I never existed. So I want to just say that that message should relate to women on a whole another level, and it should talk to men in the way where we need to represent our community, our youth, and our women, and sacrifice and give ourselves to them instead of, you know, poking out our chest, wearing our crown, and saying, hey, we're kings. We should live this way. We should have the king mentality and be willing to risk it all for our kingdom.
That's right. I feel you on that. That was beautiful. I love the way you speak. Let me ask you this. Who is your mentor in rap, and how did you get your start?
My mentor in rap was Big Sty.
Hey.
and that's the God honest truth. A lot of people don't pay homage to people who gave them their start. But Big Sty gave me my start in everything music. He taught me and showed me ways how to record and what to say and what not to say and how to use my energy, because I had too much energy, too much power. He's like, it's too strong, brother. Learn control energy. I'm like, control energy. He's like, bro, you got a nice way of talking. Learn how to emphasize. I'm like, emphasize? All of this is stuff that I ain't know nothing about. He's like, yeah, you can rap, you can spit, you can freestyle, but can you record? I'm like, what's the difference?
Mm.
And, you know, he showed me these things. And the first song I ever seen Big Sty record was It's a Problem. He went in there, freestyled it. I didn't see no paper, no nothing. And we on Richmond Henrico Turnpike at a studio off of the Boulevard and Northside. And he goes in there. This is 2003, 2004. Big Sty goes in there. Maybe even late too. And he goes in there, and this is the whole industry. It became the talk of the town. Like, it was incredible.
Wow. That's got to be a dope moment when you do catch sessions like that. You know what I mean? They always say that's when the magic happens, and, you know, everybody is not there to witness it, but the ones that are there to witness it, it stays with them for a long time. I think that, you know, him being your mentor was probably one of your best looks in your music career. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's move on to this album that you got going on. What is your new album, Hustle and Flow, about?
Ooh, Hustle and Flow is deep. It's a minor concept album based on the fact that the industry will use people for their talent, do whatever they want with them, and spit it out. So we, as local artists, we spend our money, thousands, hundreds. We spend our time, effort, energy, and creation in doing this the right way, registering the songs. Mm-hmm. We write them, we get copyright, trademarks, and we spend all this money. And when we put that out there, these record executives want to say, okay, we're not going to do this album. Go back in and do another album. Or we'll take this song, but we want all the rights. We're not going to pay you no money. So Hustle and Flow, it's a concept album based on the movie Hustle and Flow, where Terrence Howard was only paid $6,000 for the movie Hustle and Flow. They made $22 million the first year, and that was 20 years ago. So they owe him so much money. But what they did was they did the underhanded shady game.
Right.
They put the performing rights under the name DJ, and that Terrence Howard. Mm-hmm. So when 3-6 Mafia got their Grammys and whatever, Terrence Howard didn't get no Grammy for that song because the performance royalties, the mechanical monies, whatever, went to DJ, which DJ, the leading actor in that movie played by Terrence Howard, was signed in the fictional name under Paramount. So, you know, when you do people like that, it's not only is it wrong and it's just bad business practice, it's shady, it's larceny, it's shiesty, and, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things for the love of money, but not the love of each other.
Right.
So, when I did this album, I didn't register no songs, I didn't pay nobody for no beats, I didn't pay nobody for no features, and I didn't go about releasing this album the right way. I put it out there just as it was, and if you want to sue me, sue me. You want to come for me, come for me. But don't knock me for doing what you do to everybody every day.
That's right. Don't blame the game. I mean, don't blame the hustler, blame the game.
Right?
Yes.
Hate the player, not the game.
There you go. There. I don't know why I couldn't get that together. But yes, and when you are knowledgeable,
hate the game, not the player. There we go. Hate the game, not the player.
There you go. So I was right. I was right the first time. It didn't sound right. It didn't sound right when it came out. It didn't sound right. But you know, a lot of people need to educate themselves on those types of situations. They would prevent certain things from happening with themselves if they would pay attention to what is going on every day in front of our faces. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But with that being said, we are going into our next musical break, and we will be right back. Narcotic, please tell the Mob Crew we will be right back.
Mob Crew, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're rocking with Mahogany Farm.
Hey.
I got me. I thought my nigga was cool. All of a sudden that heat was on me. Tried to play me like narcotic was cool, but forgot on the main reason they eat. Only thing played is the weight that I caught. Get it a white on slangin' the green. Industry niggas don't want me to drop, but I'm too hot so they jockin' my CD. Fighting my style and they go on my dick. On the low on the one writing them hits. Made enough money to buy them a crib, but they let me hustle in the streets. Selling my music for bucks on the band. Back to back I was locked up in the pen. You had collect calls from behind the wall. On the phone he was fucking my bitch. Want me dead and they put in that check on me. That check on me. Man they hate that I'm real and they make believe. They make believe. So they blab on my music, I want me to blab.
be rapping the life that they own. Didn't up day getting two to the dough. All I ever really wanted a home. Out on the road, I had nowhere to go. Rolling the bones and I'm blowing the smoke to get rid of demons inside of my dome. So I roll them and hit, thinking one day I blow. One day I get on. But I ain't get a penny for none of them shows. For none of them shows. So I had to sell drugs and marble of times. What's out of my mind? They put me on TV and then left me outside. I had to survive. Didn't listen, I'm loading up clips. Couldn't do that cause I'm loyal to bro. People want me to go put out a dish. But that was my brother back at one point. Wanted to bury that nigga alive. But I thought what they would do to his mom. All I have to do was go and be successful. So you know where I'm from, how we come. You know how we come. You know how we come. You know how we come, man. Yeah, when we get in, they put in that check on me. That check on me. Man, they hate that I'm real and they make believe. They make believe. Yeah. So they blab on my music, they want me to blow. They don't want me to blow. If you're not gonna ride, then get out of my zone. Get up out of my zone. Yeah. When we get in, they put in that check on me. That check on me. Yeah. Man, they hate that I'm real and they make believe. They make believe. Yeah. So they blab on my music, they want me to blow.
Like, y'all niggas know what it's like, man. Like, I've been down for a long, long time, nigga. 14 years, nigga, to be exact. 14 years. Y'all trying to blackball me strong.
Yeah. Set coming in and the money on four. Gotta put a stamp on it. Jet hit a plate, scrape it off the plate. Hey, gotta put the camp on it. Pussy ass nigga always talking that tough shit. Nigga put a date on it. Everybody sitting at the table around here. Yeah, there's a lot of place on it.
Running through the money and the bitch keep calling. Hold up, she gon' have to wait on it. BBS diamond dripping on my t-shirt. Reach for it, I'ma put your face on it. Wrong truck on the white cash out for it. Still had to wait on it. Plug fucked around, sent a wrong down county. Nigga still had to pay for it.
Pack coming in on iPhone. I'ma keep it 30 in my phone. I'ma buy a burger from my shop. Nigga did me dirty, ran off on me.
Took off.
Plug did me dirty, took off on me. Lil Hilda just folded, got soft on me. I'm from the streets, you gotta pay with your life. I got away with the wife, you just like your father, and he was a rat. So that mean he raising the mice. Yeah, I had to track through the night. Yeah, I put that pack on the flight. Yeah, I shot on them pussies the same night. Late in the bushes, a rainy night. Won't put no hoes on no pedestal edibles. I'm trying to fuck them the same night. I put two hoes on the same flight. Cooked up 10 bricks in the same pot. I shot four niggas the same glove. Too many of you niggas got the same watch. Why you compete with me, nigga? We are not playing with the same chick. It's murder, no murder for half. And this shit been stuck on my mindset. Set coming in and the money on four. Gotta put a stamp on it. Yeah, hit a plate, scrape it off the plate. Hey, gotta put the camp on it. Pussy ass nigga always talking that tough shit. Nigga put a date on it. Everybody sitting at the table around here. Yeah, there's a lot of place on it.
Running through the money and the bitch keep calling. Hold up, she gon' have to wait on it. BBS diamond dripping on my t-shirt. I'ma put your face on it. Rolls Royce truck on the white cash out for it. Still had to wait on it. Plug fucked around, sent a wrong down kind. Nigga still had to pay for it. $100,000 love an iPhone. Hangs out and show money. Plug key calling, we gon' take his ass down. There'll be some more money. Labor talking contracts, I ain't signing shit. Tell them that I know money. I used to shout with a bitch, she got them low. She kept it real with the niggas. If she get a number better than these bookies I'm getting, I swear that I'm flooding the city. A rap nigga better not diss me, cause I run with hitters. Everywhere I go, they with me. Pack coming in on the back street. 12 ride by, niggas still keep working. Get $50,000 for a show. Knowing goddamn well, niggas still ain't working. I told these folks that I quit. Knowing goddamn well, niggas still keep the turf. Got a trap going crazy like the first and the third. Got a lot of cash money, I can still get burnt. Get away with my chain, you gon' still get murdered. Had a FN on me when I did this burnt. Cause she so good, dick, she gon' leave with a purse. I was really in the streets, you can do your research.
Set coming in and the money on four. Gotta put a stamp on it. Yeah, hit a plate, scrape it off the plate. Hey, gotta put the cap on it. Pussy ass nigga always talking that tough shit. Nigga put a date on it. Everybody sitting at the table around here. Yeah, there's a lot of place on it.
Running through the money and the bitch keep calling. Hold up, she gon' have to wait on it. BBS diamond dripping on my t-shirt. I'ma put your face on it. Rolls Royce truck on the way, cash out for it. Still had to wait on it. Plug fucked around, sent a wrong down kind. Nigga still had to pay for it.